Matt had slept with countless women in his life, beautiful, sophisticated, experienced women. Yet none of them, not a single one, had made him feel the way Liza had. Sex with her had been life-altering, amazing. He'd always suspected the chemistry between them would be explosive, which was why he'd kept his distance from her for as long as he had. Now, having it confirmed was going to be hell on his self-control, because he hadn't expected to discover exactly how compatible they were. Liza Moretti wasn't just beautiful, intelligent, his kryptonite. She was submissive. When she'd snuck out of his hotel room before dawn, it had taken everything he had not to go after her, to capture and drag her back to his bed where she belonged. Matt closed his eyes, wincing at the pain in his head. Not where she belonged. He'd resisted the temptation to follow her, opting instead for the scotch. He wanted to call the alcohol mistake number 4, but there was an annoying voice inside his head insisting that the 4th mistake was not chasing her down and going for round 2. Matt pulled up to the restaurant, sighing heavily, girding his loins. He was perfectly aware that if he hadn't been 3 sheets to the wind this morning, he wouldn't have answered the phone, and he sure as hell wouldn't have agreed to this dinner date. Not that he didn't need to talk to her, because he did. But he would have liked to have had this conversation without the hangover and after a good night's sleep. Right now, he was running on fumes, which put him at a definite disadvantage.